Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Q2 presentation from INVISIO. I am very pleased to report a record strong quarter for INVISIO. We, as you can see on page four, are in record mode in almost every line of the P&L. Our revenue is record high, the gross profit, the gross margin, and our EBIT, and also our order intake during the quarter is record high. We are, of course, very pleased with these achievements. As many of you know, we had a little weaker start to the year in Q1, but we have definitely been able to compensate for that during the second quarter. If we look at the first half year in total, we are up about 15% on revenue. We also still have a very good gross margin above 60%, which is mainly due to a good product mix, but also that we sell many products now directly, both in the U.S., but also in selected countries in Europe. We have direct sales, which has a higher gross margin. Our operating profit was strong for the first half year, up 29% towards last year, and operating margin just below 20%. What you might notice in the report is also that our OpEx, operating expenses, are a bit higher in this quarter. Some of it are related to our continued growth of the organization, both in the U.S., but also in Europe. On the sales side, we add people where we feel it is relevant for us, not only in the U.S. organization, but also related to our intercom, which is slowly but surely progressing now, also on the sales side. One of the major drivers for the increased OpEx in Q2 is the fact that many of our larger development projects, especially the intercom, but also others, are now in the final stage. In the final stage, we do a lot of external testing, which means we go to external test houses and have the products tested and verified according to all military and other standards. We also, in this phase, spend a lot of money on tooling. Tooling, which is for the parts that are needed in the final manufacturing of the products. We estimate that at least 10 million of the capitalization that was done in Q2 was related to test reports and to tooling. Of course, also the increased activity level in R&D. Our order book at the end of the quarter was 90 million. As you know, we, after the end of the quarter, received an order from the U.S. Marine Corps that I will get back to shortly. Turning to the next page five, we have modified our usual slides a little bit. We normally say that the business of INVISIO is very lumpy. It fluctuates a lot between quarters, both in terms of order intake and revenue. That is still true. If you see the staples on the left-hand side, which is sales, and also the order intake on the right-hand side of the slide, it is very clear that they both fluctuate quite a lot between quarters. If we look at the sales on a rolling 12-month basis back to 2013, you will see that the trend is very clear. We are on a steady long-term growth path, despite the fluctuations that we see during quarters. Now, turning to the next page, six. During the quarter, we saw a very strong development in the U.S. We received a first order from the new CARFIL program, which is a program under the United States Special Operations Command. They have a program called CASSL, Communication Accessory Suite Land. For this program, they chose our in-ear headsets and our V60 control unit and a selection of cables to be used for these military forces over the coming years. We believe that this is a first order only, and it will be followed by more over the coming years. We are selected for this program on a longer term basis. We also received a follow-up order from the SFAB unit, Security Force Assistant Brigades, which we have seen a number of orders from over the last couple of years. This time the order was about 26 million. Last but not least, we had a strategic order from a German police force. Again, over the last couple of years, we have spent considerable amount of time and resources trying to position ourselves in the police market, where we see a lot of long-term potential. And this was one of the first breakthrough orders in Germany. We are sure there are more business to be had in Germany, but definitely also in a number of other countries where police and law enforcement are having similar needs to what the military has in terms of good communication and very good hearing protection. So a growth area that is definitely very interesting for Invisio. On page 7, again, the U.S. Marine Corps that we announced this week chose Invisio for their new hearing enhancement program, and we received a first order of about 43 million Swedish kronor to be delivered over the next 6 months. We believe this is a long-term program. Now I'm only referring to what was made public from the Marine Corps. When they started this program, they sent out an RFI in September last year that we and a number of other companies responded to, where they stated that they would like to, over the next 3 years, procure hearing protection and communication devices for somewhere between 7,000 and 65,000 users. So this is a first order of a number of units that is definitely lower than the 7,000. So we expect there to be good orders coming from the Marine Corps over the next years without having more details to share. I would like on page 8 again to highlight our new intercom system that is now very close to finalization. We are starting sales activities on a little broader scale. We have shown the product to customers at a recent trade fair in the US, and it will have a very prominent position at an upcoming trade show in Europe, in London, in about 3 weeks. So slowly but surely, we are in the final stages of development, which is also, as I said earlier, related to some of the capitalization that we do. But we are, of course, extremely eager now to get it fully out to the market and start getting more input and also spending more sales resources on this. As we've said many times, we believe that the intercom is a very interesting product category that will contribute to Invisio's continued growth over the years to come. So, page 9, I repeat myself a little bit. Our focus in 19 is to continue the business expansion. We have, over the last 2 years, invested heavily. As you can see on our OPEX level, we have hired a lot of new people in both R&D, operations, sales, and all of that. All of those investments has, of course, been with the aim of increasing and growing our company and our business. And we see a high activity level on the customer side as well. So we are very confident that we still have a good period ahead of us, and we will start seeing harvest from many of the investments we have made over the past years. So on page 10, this slide we have shown many times, but it's just to reinforce that we are diligently following our strategy of increasing our market share in Europe, North America, and Oceania. We have geographical expansion continued in parts of Asia, Middle East, and South America. In previous reports, we talked about opportunities in Middle East being close. That is still the case, but it's a new area for us, and we can just say that it takes a bit longer for the first orders to go through because there are a lot of paperwork and a lot of decision makers that needs to be involved, but we are still confident that we will see good orders from the new geographies. Product development, as I say, apart from the intercom, we also have other products in the pipeline that are close to finalization that we have not announced yet. Again, that's why capitalization is high in the second quarter. But we continue to look at new products for the future as well. Our scalable business model is also a part of the reason why our gross margin continues to improve. It's not only the direct sales and the product mix, it's also the fact that we are more and more efficient in our manufacturing model with our outsourced manufacturing partners. So this is one of the strong holds of Invisio, the business model that we have. Finally, on page 11, a repetition as well. We are in a market where we see growth, but where we also drive growth. There is a high demand for modernization of soldier equipment in many countries, and there's also a high cost related to hearing impairment. And many more countries are realizing that it's better to prevent than having the cost after damage is done. And we help the market and help the customers by developing innovative solutions that can reduce the cost for hearing damage, but also help them be more efficient in their line of work. The market is still in its infancy on our current business, and then potential for the new intercom that we estimate could be of the same size as our current business in some years. So with that, I conclude the presentation of our Q2 and half year report, and we are now open to questions. Operator, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. That is star and one to ask a question. And your first question comes from the line of Victor Westman of Redeye. Please ask your question.
Thank you and good morning. Congrats on the strong figures. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Victor.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about the inventory and working capital management? I noticed the inventory increased even more, even though you delivered some of the U.S. the big order here. Did you change your inventory policy and you have a more aggressive way of keeping stock of components?
No, not necessarily, but again, we are still expecting orders, and we also still have the order book on hand that will mainly be taken out of inventory. But one of the things that is a challenge but also a stronghold for Invisio is the fact that more and more customers are asking us to deliver full kits for each user, which means that a soldier will be handed a bag where there is his hearing protection, his control unit, and a number of cables. And that means that we have to deliver a full kit to every person. And sometimes all the different parts that goes into the kit has different lead times. And therefore, we need to gather everyone or everything in our warehouse before we can pack it and ship it out. And that means that sometimes one single cable can make delays to a full shipment. So we might have, just as an example, we might have 30 million of inventory that is ready to ship out, but we are missing one cable that will come in 14 days or in a month or whatever. And as soon as that last cable is in, we can pack the rest and we can ship it. But we need to be the warehouse until all parts are in. And we see that more and more that the customers want to have kits depending on what role the user has. It could be a reconnaissance person, it could be an artillery person, or whatever role they have, they get different kits. So that's the reason.
Okay, very good. And let's talk cost a little bit. Also, you mentioned that there is a higher cost in the quarter, and it seems like a lot of it is due to finalizing the intercom. But if we exclude the activated cost there, is there any particular one-off things in the 48 million OPEX?
No, I'll hand over to Thomas, our CFO.
Yeah, this is Thomas Larsson, CFO in the company. No, we haven't got any one-off cost, and it's mainly added employees in sales and R&D. Mm.
Okay, so we will not see a drop after the intercom hits the market, because then this will be a cost in selling the product. So is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, good. And one last question was on the gross margins. Are there any larger mix effects there, or is this a nice gross margin? Is this a pure direct sales effect?
Yeah.
Very good. And maybe if I can squeeze in one more also on the German police force deal there. So this is a procurement, right? So does that mean that you expect more cities in this state to order from this procurement?
Yes, and also more states to follow that has the same needs. Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Your next question comes from the line... I'm so sorry. Your next question comes from the line of Vivi Zhu of SEB. Please ask your question.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. I have two. Firstly, regarding a product launch, I remember you mentioned last time you will have a couple of product launches during the year. Should we expect them? Is it still the case, or should we expect them to come in the remaining year?
We haven't decided, but as you can see from the capitalization and what we said about being almost done, you can make the conclusion that we have products that are almost done and that are in the final phase. But when we announce them to the market, we have not fully decided yet. It depends a little bit on certain customers, tenders, but also on a competitive situation. There's no point in letting any competitor know what we have up our sleeves, so we will get it into the market when we think it is relevant. We of course always talk to our customers on a long term basis. So those that need to know, they know.
Is it fair to assume there is risk the launch will be postponed to next year?
Not the customer launch, maybe the public launch. So maybe for the relevant programs or tenders and customers that they will see these products and work with them already. But for the general public, we will decide when we think the right time is to make the announcement.
So that's okay.
That's more marketing launch, if you like.
Okay. Okay, but would you press release it when you do the customer launch?
Yes, when we get to the public launch, we will press release it. Or if we get a significant order, of course, we will also press release it.
So you mean you will sell to your customers or show to your customers before announced to the market?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Same question on capitalization. You mentioned the relation to the product launches. Then what would be the run rate to want the product launched into market? Should we expect to come down?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, in the first 6 months, we had about 23 million in capitalization, and that is very high. And again, more than at least half of that was related to test reports and tooling and so on. And once that is done, then that level will come down. So in the second half of the year, the capitalization will be a lot less, because then we will start on new products that start from scratch and that are not so... In the beginning of a development project, it's mainly R&D resources, salaries that goes into the capitalization. But at the end of a project, there are a lot of these external costs like tests and tooling. So it will come down in the second half. That's the answer.
Okay, thank you. That was my question for now. I jump back to the queue.
Yeah, thank you, Wei.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Ander Knudsen of SEB. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Just on the order from the Marine, you talked about the RFI a year ago. Perhaps you could talk a bit about the competition in relation to that. I don't know how much you can talk about it, but is this exclusive deal from now on, or could we also see others being supplying this?
Hi, Anders. As far as we know, and I'm almost 100% sure, this is exclusive. There's only one winner, and that's us. So that's, of course, extremely exciting. And we were also very excited that the Marine Corps would allow us to... normally, as you know, many of our customers are quite restrictive in the information that they will allow us to publish. But in this case, they allowed us to mention Marine Corps and so forth. So we are very happy about that, and we are confident that we are the only ones chosen for this program. To my knowledge, that's only my best guess, I think there was somewhere between 15 and 20 companies that responded to the RFI. I'm not sure how many were selected for testing. I think there was only maybe two or three that were selected for testing, where Invisio was one, and then finally we were selected as the winner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Lars.
Welcome.
And congratulations with the strong results.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star and one if you wish to ask a question, and the hash key to cancel your request. Your next question is a follow-up question from Victor Westman of Redeye. Please ask your question.
Hi again. Sorry if I asked this question before, but the new products, is that the incremental development or adjacent areas like the intercom?
Yes.
Which one?
No, I will not say more than that. We are always in the process of developing next generation products. So that's the majority of what we're looking at right now and what we are able to talk about. So I wouldn't call it incremental. I would call it of course, we are always looking at what's next and the next generation products for what we already have, but also expanding our portfolio. If you look back just a couple of years, you will see that the portfolio of both headsets and control units have expanded. And adding a new control unit, for instance, is not just incremental. We can see now that many customers are actually choosing more than one control unit because they have different needs when they have their line of work. So it's not only that, it is actually a lot of extra sales potential.
Okay, very good. And just on the intercom timeline here, it's still the case you expect smaller orders in Q4.
Yes, we do. But whether it's 100% firm, I mean, it could be, but it could also be delayed into Q1. That could also delay. It could depend also on what type of funding the particular customer has. Even though a customer says, yes, I would like to order so and so many, and I would like to have them before Christmas, we still need to. Yeah, sometimes, you know, they don't have the funding until they get into the new budget year or something. So I'm a little cautious about promising anything for Q4. But I think it is realistic that we can start seeing smaller orders in Q4.
Okay, I understand. That's all from me. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Henrik Havid of C Worldwide. Please ask your question.
Congratulations with the good result, Lars. Thomas.
Hi, Henrik.
One question is regarding this intercom here. I understood on Victor's question that you believe you'll see some some small orders here in fourth quarter, first quarter, 2020. My question is, how deep is your how many clients have you talked with about this new intercom here?
Quite a lot on different levels, but it's also as we will demonstrate at the DSEI trade show in a couple of weeks. It's a very very advanced product that can do a lot of things, and they will. It's not like a headset that you can buy and put it on and then you understand it. This intercom system is extremely advanced and it can do a lot of things, so there will be a lot of interaction with the customers and testing from their side in terms of actually finding out how they would like to use it and how many cables and what the total configuration of the system should be. So it is a very advanced product, and again the sales process is going to be a little more advanced than our current products, so therefore it can take a little longer time in the beginning. But we are since the first time we showed the product as a prototype, we are of course in dialogue with many customers that would like to start testing. But again, it's new territory, so we are not really sure how long the process will be. From the experience we now have from headsets and control units, we think that the process could be a little shorter than what we saw in the early days of our headsets and control units.
Hmm. Then I have one additional question regarding the marine contract here.
Yep.
How big is the total contract? Is it 80,000?
It's not a. No, we have not been giving any. We have not been given any promises or any. We've only seen, or we only know what is available in the RFI and what has been publicly announced, that they have an ambition to buy between 7,000 and 70,000 or 65,000 systems. So that's all we know. They have not given us any guarantees or anything. Because it's also related to how much money are they. I think that's why they have this. I think all 65,000 needs hearing protection, period. But the reason they make this 7,000 to 65 is because they don't know exactly how much money they're going to get in the budgets for the coming years for this. And until you know the prices, they don't really know either how much money they need. So now they can start putting, and you know, the next government budget in the U.S. will start from November this year. So we believe that after November, they will probably at some time give us more information on what money they have and how much they would like to buy.
But this order of 43 million, that's Eagle 65,000?
No, it's less. We are not allowed to disclose the number, but it's less.
Okay.
So it's less. It's less than 7,000, so it's not like they have bought the first 7,000 already. No.
Okay. So, but this is a new. You have to clear me here. The Marines, they tried 10 or 15 years ago to get a system.
Yes.
And that was a big mess.
Yes.
And now they coming back.
Yes.
Okay. So it's from scratch. They started to build up in them. Okay.
Yes, so they 10, 12 years ago, they bought a system from a Norwegian company that is part of Honeywell, and that system has never really taken off with the Marines. So now they are back, and they have been allocated money. And as we wrote in the release, we also believe that, I don't have any more details, but we believe that they are going to have certain new systems, weapon systems that are very, very noisy. So they have a need for advanced hearing protection that is urgent.
Is this deal under this new U.S. Purchase agreement you have made already?
They could be, but the first order. They could buy through a GSA contract, as well, if they want to, but it's up to them. But they did not do that for the first one.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel the request, please press the hash key. We have a follow-up question from Vivi Zhu of SEB. Please ask your question.
Hi, Lars. It's Wei again. And I realize in a quarter you only generate 4 million SEK from Europe. Could you please add a little bit more color on the order intake from Europe and the activity level in this market?
I would say that as everything else, it fluctuates. We are a global company. So in some quarters, the U.S. are very strong. Other quarters, you will see it also depending on what larger programs and tenders are out there. So I would say that the activity level in Europe is very high in a number of markets, and we expect to see good business from European markets also in 19 and going forward.
So are you expecting large orders from the European market?
Always.
In this year?
Is it possible? Yes. Will it happen? I don't know, because again, it's back to some political decisions and funding and how long the process takes. But there are activities ongoing. So we could have larger orders from Europe and from other geographies before the end of the year, absolutely.
Okay, and how about the UK, your existing customer? They used to buy more than 100 million, but this year we haven't seen anything, I guess.
No, the order we received in 17 from the UK of 100 million was delivered during 17 and early parts of 18, and it always takes quite a long time before it gets distributed out to the users and they actually start using it in full. So it is a long process even after delivery. And I would say that we still believe that the customer is very happy about what he has received, and we will also see more orders coming at some point in time. But I cannot give more details on when.
Okay, so are you in the dialogue with them?
Always.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time, sir. Please continue.
Thank you very much. Then we conclude the session for today. Thank you for participating, and hopefully talk to you again soon.